Well, first of all, today, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that supported me in this battle that I have been in for the past 6 months. I mean, whether it has been prayers, whether it has been food you've brought, transportation you've provided, cards you've sent, whatever, I love and thank each and every one of you for all of it. And like this song right here that we just sang said, there's so many things. You know, I have definitely seen compassion. And there's some things that I especially want to thank God for, and I've got some notes so I don't get tongue-tied and forget them. But 5 years ago, something traumatic happened in my life, and God brought me to Eastwood. He planted me in Eastwood, and then He allowed me to grow. He provided growth opportunities through life groups and Bible studies where I got to study His Word and deepen my faith. Also, opportunities to serve my church and individuals. And then the pandemic came, and Bill and Sean started doing daily devotionals. And Sean did a series on trials and tribulations. All of that was like a 5-year plan that God had to prepare me for the journey I was about to begin. Serving others. I had opportunities. And I met people, I got to know them, and this really provided me a group of people that I knew that served me so well during all the tribulations that I was going through physically. And I've never really been on the other side of service like that, and I understood exactly what it is now to receive the kindness of each one of you. And it also, it provided you an opportunity to serve God while you were helping me. Now, humility isn't a strength of mine. I'm rather stubborn and independent, and I'm sure God knows this, as y'all do too. But there was, during the series that Sean did, there was one incident where I had help offered, but I needed to go for a CT scan and a bone scan, and I thought, all I have to do is drive myself to the treatment center. It's no big deal. I can do that. I parked the car, and all of a sudden it occurred to me how important the outcome of these scans were. It determined whether I was going for a cure or whether I was going for treatment, and I broke down in tears. At that very moment, my granddaughter called me, and I had texts from two of y'all praying me. I instantly quit crying. I think God saw that I recognized the error of my ways, my independence, and that just, you know, that calmed me, and I was fine. And then the study groups that I've been in, and more Bible study, that just really just strengthened my faith. And I didn't really realize how strong my faith was until I began this journey. The only tears I ever shed was that day in the parking lot. And I had one incident where I had a rather painful test immediately before my surgery. But I just laid there, and as someone advised me, I prayed my way through that whole test because I had the faith that God was going to bring me through it okay, and that is all I did. Now, people tell me that I am strong, but I don't have any strength that God hasn't provided. And so that was a plan that He had, and I have been fortunate to see it play out. We talk about God's plan, but we don't always see it unfold, understand it. And then the second thing that I am thankful for is the goodness of God. And you may recognize this right here. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When I was first diagnosed with cancer, my granddaughter Tiffany was mad at God because she said I did not deserve cancer. I don't know whether God gave me cancer or whether God simply allowed Satan to test my faith going through cancer. But I have proof, and that's what I want to share with you through each step, that God is good. When I was first diagnosed with cancer, it was with an aggressive form of breast cancer. That sounds bad, but it means I did not have the opportunity to sit around and agonize and research and decide what my options were. You just dive in the deep end of the pool and you start swimming. And then I had to go through chemo as a widow living alone. But God made it possible for my family to be with me. And they were there the first week of each treatment. And then the entire time of my treatment, all of you were there doing whatever I needed done. And yes, I had to have surgery. But God had provided cancer-killing chemo. And so I was able to have a less invasive surgery, one that had a much quicker recovery time and healing. And yes, I had to have radiation, but I only had to have 16 treatments on a full scope of 5 weeks. So all of that is what God provisioned for me, and I think that that alone explains why I have faith in God and why I think that God is good. Now, there's a verse that my granddaughter sent me when I was having chemo, and it was special to me, especially since it came from her, from Isaiah. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So I am thankful to every one of you because God provided you to me. And I'm thankful for the goodness of God, and I'm thankful that He had that 5-year plan that He had for me.